Stuart, you've not had any luck today, have you?
I thought the first half was evenly balanced. It didn't really get going. Second half, it was a good game, open game. We seemed to attack, they attacked. Our attacking was by clever play. We kept getting done by one long ball a couple of times. I think Westies had to pull a couple of saves off. But the disappointing thing is, again, you're going to talk to me about a penalty decision. I think that's three last three games where we haven't had the rub of the green. But that one today is a stonewall penalty. If you see the reaction from my players, you see the reaction from the Sheffield Wednesday fans behind the goal. And then to book him as well, I just can't believe it. Now I've looked at back, it's a stonewall penalty.
The assistant was well placed, he was on this side as well, so he would have had a good look at that one too. So between them, you would expect the right decision to be made, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what you just hit the nail on the head. You want the right decisions, you want the big decisions. At the moment, we're not getting them. No, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. At the end of the day, I thought we had two or three more opportunities to get our noses in front. The ball seemed to be bobbling around their six-yard box and we just want somebody to stick it in the back of the net. Stevie May's been unlucky with his challenge and I think Royston, great shot at the end with a good save from the keeper. But we've got to keep believing and keep, at the end of the day, we've got another clean sheet. But we haven't scored. But like I just said to the players there, people will throw out this negativity again that we haven't scored. But today, it's when you want the decision to go for you, when it's a probably stonewall penalty. And again, I just cannot believe how they can get that wrong.
You must be pretty stunned, though. I mean, as you mentioned, the penalty there. Stevie May, how's that stayed out? Is it the post and the bar? One cleared off the line late on. You've got a four against two and Drenton brings the save from the goalkeeper. I mean, you've done everything but score at the end, haven't you?
Yeah, well, again, I just felt at half-time we just didn't really get going. The game didn't get going. I think it was two boxers like just sparring against each other. But I quite enjoyed the second half because we dominated possession and we got in behind them in the end. In the first half, we probably played in front a little bit too much. And then when we did go forward, we didn't have enough quality. I thought second half, we had lots of quality where we counter-attacked. And again, when you break 4v2, you expect to score a goal. But again, it was a wonderful save from the keeper. But again, I just don't know what we need to do to get them 3 points.
They had a big chance as well. I mean, Kieran Westwood's made a terrific save there, hasn't he?
He has, again. And I just said to him, it wasn't by good play. I think it was one lapse of concentration. One ball has beaten my flat back four and the boy Wells has got a bit of pace. But Westy again has stood up and he made it difficult for the boy. It was a great save and that probably gave us a little bit of a lift as well. Because in the end, last 10 minutes, I just felt there was only going to be one winner in the game and that would be us.
I'm not trying to sell your players for you, but the way that Kieran Westwood's played this year, is there a fear that when January comes, you know, a Premier League side might come knocking?
We're not in January yet, so I'll worry about it then.
You're dodging that one then,
aren't you? I am,
yeah. He's playing as well. You'd expect interest, wouldn't you? He's playing very well this year.
I think all the lads I brought in are doing exceptionally well. Tom Lees again. To come here again, they've been on good form here. I think they put three past Forest the last home game. So to get a clean sheet, but I'm just disappointed at the other end. I just feel that today that we've been let down by a big decision.
What do you say to Stevie May, a guy who needs a break, and then he sees that shot come off the post in the bar?
Keep believing, keep trying, keep doing what he's doing. I felt he was unlucky, really. The three challenges he's had with the goalkeeper today, in the end, I think the crowd have ended up having getting him booked. But I just felt it would, a couple of them come over his left shoulder, and all he's doing is looking at the ball. At the end of the day, the keeper's clattered into him, but there were challenges there. The ball was there for him. And one of these days, it'll break for him, but he's just got to keep believing.
Are you enthused that, like you say, you ended that game strongly, you were creating chances more than you had perhaps in recent games, and that you can take that forward?
Yeah, that we need to take it forward to Hillsborough. We know that, again, that if we get teams on the back foot, we've got to make sure we score when we're on top. But I enjoyed that second half today because, again, I'm looking more at their goal. I see their keeper having to make decisions, and some of our play in overlaps, blindside runs and 1v1 situations. Credit to the boys.
And as much as we ask you about the lack of goals, that's now, I think, 11 clean sheets, another one today, and that defensive record just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah, the pleasing thing is that we're keeping them out, but we know, and I know, and you know, that it's all about goals at the other end. And if we keep playing like that, we will cause teams problem. We've got Wigan at home and we've got to make sure we're at that same tempo, that intensity, putting them on the back foot and asking questions and committing players as well.
How was Lewis McGugan today? How do you think that he did on debut?
Well, I thought he was excellent. I thought he grew into the game. First 10 minutes, I thought we started very, very brightly. What he can do, he can pick a pass and he could play little 1-2s, and what he can do is then play the devastating pass. He probably just needs to get up to a little bit of speed regarding get back into 90 minutes of football. He just felt his hamstring at the end there, so it was more a case of bringing him off as caution.
You've had a lot of draws. I mean, it's now 11 without, but you have had an awful lot of draws in that run, haven't you?
We certainly have, and but again, like I said to the players in the dressing room, we've just got to keep believing because things will be written. But we know we should have won the game today with a big decision from the referee.
You know what football's like, though, and you know 11. That is what people tend to focus on, whether it is media or fans. I mean, do you feel under pressure at all when you have a run like this?
Of course you do. At the end of the day, it's about winning. At the moment, we haven't won a game. I think that's 10 league games where we haven't won. I could easily throw it back at you and say seven draws. No, it's all about 3 points. And I just know it's an industry. Now, at the end of the day, all I ask for the players to do is give me everything. And they've given everything today. They've left everything out on the pitch. And we'll get them together again on Monday and get them ready for the Wigan game.
Do you think it's fair at all that you are admitting that you feel a bit pressured by the run, given where this team is now compared to where it was last year?
I think we started very well. We started very well and all the expectation goes up. But the problem we did have is then we've picked up one or two injuries with players and suspensions. And then suddenly you lose that little bit of competition. But credit to the players at the end of the day to come here. Like I say, they battered Forest 3-0 here last home game. So it was a good result here today. When we know we should be getting a free shot at goal from a penalty when it's at Stonewall.
In a strange way, it's a good start, a blessing, but also a little bit of a hindrance because it does raise expectations, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's part and parcel of the job. This time last year, we were probably struggling, but we've gone past that. That's in the past now. We've set our standards high, and we knew that when we've gone to Middlesbrough and Brighton's and Burnley's and Birmingham's and Winnegay, we've lost again 2 points today.
How close were you to getting that extra body through the door for this game?
Very close, but the player decided he didn't want to come, which is fair to him. He's entitled to do that. He wants to fight for his place at his football club, so let him do that. Yeah.
How many times has that happened, though, now, Stuart? I mean, are you at the point where you want to name and shame these players? Why are they not wanting to go and play football?
No, at the end of the day, that's their prerogative. That's entirely up to them, whether it be agent-driven or by the player. Again, you've got players that are coming back from international duty that have got one or two knocks, and they probably think there's a door open for them to get in.
So what is it, back to the drawing board on that regard and go again and try and find someone else?
Well, they say it happens in threes. That's three last three games where we should have had a penalty in a game where today is definitely a Stonewall, so maybe our luck might change against Wigan.